Hey kids, the program you're about to listen to contains some adult situations, adult language, themes, and other adult topics. If you're easily offended, this show's not for you.
Casbo Rants. Holy shit, fuck, are you shitting me? No fucking way, you've lost your fucking mind. Sweet mother of Christ, what's wrong with you? No, fuck, shit, son of a damn it! Get over it, unfucking believable. Casbo Rants, let's go.
Hey you crazy motherfuckers, welcome back to another edition of Casbo's Rants. I'm Casbo, or I'm the part that rants, I'm Cole. Hence the K, and I'm here to titillate, tantalate, and otherwise annoy you and give you my point of view on all kinds of things going on in the world, as you know, without the adult supervision of Miss Amanda. So, with that being said, for those of you following along at home, this is Season 5, Episode 155. Hard to believe, 155 times I've spewed my opinions at you, but, you know, blah, it's what we do. And this super special tonight on the 155th episode. This is the first time that we're recording my rant live on our Facebook page, Casbank, secret Facebook page. Shh, don't tell the others. So we'll see how this goes. So, you know, who knows? 20 minutes of your life, you'll get it back. It'll work out. First and foremost, let's give a huge shout out to our sponsors before we get going. ASNLifestyleMagazine.com. If you want to know what's going on in the adult world as well as the swinger world, make it a habit to check out ASNLifestyleMagazine.com for the new editions. There's a new one coming out tomorrow, April 1st. Check it out. And don't forget the ASN Awards. Here's the deal. Tomorrow, they unleash the top five in all those categories, and we're hoping to be in several of them to make a run for some more hardware, as you can see back behind us. So make sure you vote for us there. Also, smokingmeatsbbqtreats.com. Let me spell it for you because it is the holiday or almost grilling season. smokingmeatsbbqtreats.com. Make sure you get your smoking meats flavors today. Don't put average meat in your mouth. Damn it. Just don't do it. Hickory dust, lemon pepper, SPG, orange mango, habanero, pineapple paradise, and the Cinecue. And coming soon, that's right, our own special blend, the secret blend, the Casbo special blend. You can go on their website right now and get all of them. Use Casbo 15 and get a 15% discount. Make sure you check them out. A company of swingers, by swingers, for swingers, because we all know swingers love our meat. Finally, top name in sex toys. If you're going to spend money on sex toys, don't settle for some fucking hack job bullshit. You can only get the best. MotorBunny.com. That's right. Go to MotorBunny.com. Get a $50 gift certificate. Or get $50 off if you purchase one of their originals or the brand new Buck. Don't forget, you can also go to our Pornhub page, Casbah. And Miss Amanda, you can see her writing on one of the new bucks and having a great time with it. Make the pussy in your life special, feel special, motorbunny.com. All right, so let's get rolling along today in our rant, if you will. I know this is so much fun. I'm excited because rants always make me excited. They really, really do. So here's the thing, and you guys have heard me talk about this stuff in the past a little bit. There is a definite arch and learning curve about when you're in the lifestyle, okay? Now, before I go any further, people that are listening to this that are not new in the lifestyle, your first instinct is going to be, oh, well, it's about new people. It doesn't involve us, and shut the shit off. You need to listen to this. You need to listen to this because, quite honestly, most of the things we talk about for newbies, people that have been in this a long time, need to fucking be reminded, okay? Just saying. So don't tune me out quite yet. But anyways, we know that when you go in the lifestyle, there's always this learning curve and there's always this change in the level of play as you go in. When you first get in the lifestyle, the first time you fuck somebody else, the first time you hook up with somebody else, that is like the most mind-numbing explosion of emotions and feelings that you've ever had. And obviously, even if you have a bad experience, it's still an explosion of feelings. But so many people, they have it. It's a great experience, or one of the first ones is a great experience. And it is like, it's like an addiction. It's like all of a sudden being the first time getting hit with adrenaline. It's like, holy fuck. your world changes immediately. Immediately, your world changes. And immediately, everything you've known or what you thought was possible is thrown out the window. Now, it doesn't matter if you're a 20-something that's exploring a lifestyle for the first time, whether you're a 30-something, 40-something, 50-something, or older. The bottom line is actually the older you are, the longer you've been married or the longer you've been whatever, the more exciting the lifestyle is, because it's like it takes you back to this place of the think about the first time you ever had sex. Think about the first time you ever had sex. It was like, wow. But now think about actually having a fucking clue and being able to use that and get fucked more often. And this is what we see in the lifestyle. New people fucking go on a tear in the lifestyle. And those of you that have been in this a while, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the couple, the individual, that it's like, oh my God, they are fucking everything they can get their hands on. It's exciting. And it's dangerous. And it's new. And so many times it's provoked by those of us that have been in the lifestyle for a while. But as we stay in the lifestyle a bit longer, as we get past the initial new stage, what happens is obviously things start to balance out, right? We realize you don't have to fuck everybody. We realize about we don't take one for teams. There's just a lot of things that change as we get going in the lifestyle. And that's okay also. But I want to talk about this newbie experience. And the reason why you seasoned veterans need to listen to this is, quite honestly, we are part of the reason that this is perpetuated. Okay? And that's kind of what I want to talk even more about, actually, as the truth be known, is the fact that as people that have been in this lifestyle a while, we see that new couple, that new person, and we know not only are they fresh meat, and a lot of us like fresh meat. I've been accused of it. We all do. It's somebody new. It's somebody exciting, whatever. But we see what's going on, right? Come on, we've all been to the events party. We go, that person, they'll fuck 17 people that night. And we blow it off and we laugh about it or whatever. Or remember when and regale in stories of when we used to do the same things, whatever. But how are we helping those people? How are we truly helping those people? And the answer is we're not most of the time. Because what we do is, it's an easy way to see easy pickings. You can tell when somebody's fucking anybody and everybody that moves. But are we helping them? Is that what we should do? See, so many things in life actually come down to a moralistic question, an idea, a concept, and we have a responsibility, or do we, I guess, is the question that someone posed, to help those people or help newbies. Not only, you know, we're quick to tell somebody about things like consent. We're quick to tell people about a lot of things so they break the rules. But how quick are we to pull somebody aside and go, let me give you just a few pieces of advice? Let me ask you this question. Let me pose this question to you right now as you listen. If you're new, how often are you getting tested? For one. If you're experienced, how often are you getting tested? Duh. But if you're experienced, and you've seen this couple or this person or this whatever that's just running amok, did you take the time to talk to them about some of the other important aspects of the lifestyle? Or did you just take the opportunity to fuck them? Because that becomes the question. Did we take the time to say, hey, when they show interest and they're excited, whatever, say, hey, that's awesome. Just out of curiosity, how often are you getting tested? How often are you playing? How's it going? And a lot of people are going to go, well, that kills the mood. That's not our responsibility. It's not. Do you know where most cases of STDs come from? New people. New people that are running absolutely amok. They don't know. They're excited, they're on a high, they're on this huge thing, but they don't know the responsibilities that come with what they're doing. they don't understand. When you people get people our age, 40s and 50s, look, when I was a kid, the reason you talked about condoms wasn't so much STDs. It was after Magic Johnson got HIV. But before then, it was about pregnancy only. Any scares I've had in the lifestyle, I've been having hooked up with somebody that was new and found out they were not being tested. How often do we actually sit down and say to a new couple, how are things going? How is your experience as a couple going? How often have we looked and seen that maybe one part of the couple doesn't seem as enthused or as enthralled as the other couple have? There's a different level of excitement. As experienced people, have we reached out to them? Have we said, hey, how's it going? How are the rules going? How is the discussions going? How's the communication going? And I know a lot of you listening right now are going, this isn't fun. This is a downer. This isn't part of the lifestyle. It's part of the community. See, we preach this concept of community, and everybody within the community preaches the concept of community. You don't hear anybody within the lifestyle community go, fuck rules, it should be chaos. You don't hear that, because that's not what anybody wants. And yet, if we don't do anything to help perpetuate the rules, to help create a community environment, to help people that are new to our community, we actually are allowing negative things to run through the community. Disease, drama. I mean, just to name a few off the top of my head that pop in there. And that becomes the question. What are we doing as experienced people? And is it really that much of a downer? That becomes the other part of the question that you have to ask yourself. Is it really that much of a downer to say to somebody that's new, how often are you getting tested? Is it really a downer to say to somebody that's new, how's the communication coming? Have you run into any issues? Because you've got the easiest, you have your own stories to share. When you bring up things about testing, for example, what it does is it plants a seed. Somebody new goes, hey, they're an experienced person. They worry about it. I think I should worry about it too. It shows a leading by example. You want to stop drama in the lifestyle? Head it off at the pass. Head it fucking off at the pass. Help new people to make sure their communication's going right, that it's encouraged. Help new people understand you don't have to say yes to everybody. Help new people to understand that we are a community. It's amazing what we can do with a little bit of communication to help people that are new. It's amazing what we can do if we take the opportunity to work with somebody who doesn't have a clue which way to go and point them in the right direction. Here's the challenge. We all forget, if you've been in this long, if you forget what you had to learn. And most of us had to learn it the hard way. But we forget that. And now it's just second nature. We know it. Think back. How awesome would it have been when you were new in the lifestyle? When maybe you were struggling, maybe you didn't know, you had questions about consent or about testing or about communication, but you didn't know who you could talk to, you didn't know where to go, so you just tried to blindly figure it out. How much easier would that process have been if you would have had somebody walk up and say that to you? If somebody walked up and said, hey, how often you get tested? Hey, how's communication going? Hey, how's your experiences been? Would it have made a difference? And I'm going to guess, if you think long and hard and give yourself the honest, true review, the answer is yes. It always helps when there's somebody with experience to point you in a direction, in some direction. They don't have to hold your hand and take you all the way to the solution, but my God, just point me in a general, you don't have to walk into the bathroom, just point in a general direction they're at. Anything helps. It becomes so important. And what do you do if the new person, the new couple, the new whatever gets defensive or blows you off when you ask questions about things like testing, which you shouldn't care if it pisses somebody off because it's your health too. What can you do then? Well, I'll tell you what you do. You don't perpetuate the problem by not participating with them. You know, one of the most powerful ways to learn something is by the community approving or shunning behavior. It's amazing how well you can train someone by everyone agreeing to walk away from people that won't follow those simple rules and guidelines we have. You know, an interesting thing, do you know how the killer wasps that were invading the country at one point in time, whatever, and they're all over, they can come in and wreak havoc on a beehive. Just absolute havoc on a beehive. They can kill, destroy an entire beehive in no time. And the bees, their stingers won't kill them. Do you know how the bees defend themselves from the killer hornets? By numbers, by the community. They all wrap around the bee and vibrate. All right, the hornet and vibrate. It creates a mass body heat and cooks the hornet alive. That's what we have to do with problems. That's what we have to do with opportunities to communicate and solutions. It's what we have to show and respond as a community. But what do you do? What do you do if the new couple goes, we don't believe in it, or whatever the case may be? Don't participate. Do you know how powerful it is when somebody is new and they are on the quest to fuck everybody? When somebody goes, no, I'm not interested. Not giving in to that easy, fresh meat, easy target. And I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. Anybody who sits there and goes, they haven't spotted somebody or an individual or a couple or whatever that were blatantly just easy targets, fresh meat, just fucking anybody, doing whatever. We've all seen them. But what did you do? Did you take advantage of it? If you did, it happens. But moving forward, have you ever seen a new couple that had one of those older couples prey on them and then have watched them slowly come less and less to events, so all of a sudden they just disappear? When they were different after that hookup, did you reach out? Did you talk to them? Did you respond as a community? Or did you let them flounder and go their own way? It is such an incredible challenge sometimes. It's a risk. It's a risk to walk up to someone you don't know and start talking to them about some of the things that we deal with in the lifestyle. And I understand that. But here's the reality of it. If you want to fuck them, you should be able to ask questions about testing. You should be able to ask questions about communication. You should be able to ask questions about consent. You should be able to ask questions about the lifestyle, because that's all part of it to get to the part where you fuck them. See how this easy this can be? If we allow it to be easy, if we allow it to actually work the process, a little bit of caring goes an incredibly long way to making a difference in the lifestyle and everybody's life within the lifestyle. It is so incredibly, and so incredibly easy to turn the other cheek and not get involved and not worry about it and go, you know what, I'm not interested in that couple. I'm not, you know, they're not our type. They're not whatever the case may be. They're not our age range, they're not our type, they're not our whatever. So it doesn't concern us how often they're getting tested. That's bullshit. Remember those things from sex ed? You know, the person you're fucking, if you fuck me, you're fucking every one of my previous partners, blah, 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 blah. So if you have somebody new that's just running amok and burning through people and fucking everybody in their path, do you think it can have ripples effect that affect you? You're damn right. So yes, you do have a responsibility. Yes, you do have a vested interest. And for those of you right now going, well, I use condoms. Congratulations. Condoms don't prevent everything. Hello? It's all of our responsibility to keep our lifestyle and our community safe. It's all of our responsibility to make sure that we help all the members of our community be successful. Now, we can't hold everybody's hand. Somebody's a dick, they're a dick. It is what it is. But we have a responsibility to try to show them the way, whether or not they choose to take it. Well, that's out of our control. But at least we made the effort to try. My challenge to each of you today is to, one, look for the new people at your next meet and greet, your next event, your next whatever. And then look at how you treat them. Or look at how they're treated. Look at how they're behaving. And then analyze it. Analyze how they're behaving versus how they're being treated. And you'll find a lot of similarities and a lot of truth. And you'll find the answer that you most definitely are looking for. I challenge you to do this for the welfare of the new couple. I challenge you to do this for the welfare of the community. And quite honestly, I challenge you to do this for your welfare of yourself. So now you have no excuse. If you don't give a fuck about yourself, well, but you give a fuck about the community. If you don't give a fuck about the community, but you care about people, now there's no escapes. If we will all work to do this, if we will all step up to the plate to help the newbies, to help the new couples, to help each other. Bill and Ted had it right 35 years ago, just fucking be excellent to each other. It's not that hard. But if we will all take the time to do this, what we will do is we will create what the lifestyle is supposed to be, which is a dream world. A world where everybody's cool with each other. Where it's about fun, and it's about growth, and it's about having a good time, and it's drama-free. That is attainable, but we have to start with the new people. The old people have to figure it out, how to interject with the new people. The new people have to be shown the light to help them kind of taper their activities accordingly. If we do this, and it becomes a habit and a routine, the success of the community will go up, and that also will be a habit. And that will also be a continuous thing. Kids, you've heard me say it before. I'll say it again. This rant's over.